first reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, beginning at verse 1. The glory of Zion. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant, and your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels from Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Vokaronga ki te kupu a te wairua ki te hahi. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Holy Gospel from Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. The visit of the Magi. The visit of the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the peoples, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found them from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the Gospel of Christ. Te ronga pai tene ati karaiti.
Ate Marie, ete whānau. Let me take 1 minute to get organised. At least I'm on, so to speak. Thank you. I have to say it feels a little intimidating having all three congregations here at once. And now to know that there's a former vicar here too, my goodness. Right, a few days ago, a friend from Dunedin drove from Eastbourne in Lower Hutt out here to Waikanae to spend time with us. And he'd never visited us in Waikanae before. But he had a GPS system in his rental car, so that told him how to get to us. However, GPS systems only work, don't they, when the driver gets in the car, opens the system, and puts in the address. And then the driver has to follow the directions given to him or her. The wise men that came to see Jesus, they didn't have a GPS system. And today, anybody starting out on a long journey, going to a place they've never been before, well, we'd think they were a bit mad, wouldn't we, if they maybe didn't have a GPS system, or at least a map or something a bit older, shall we say, to guide them. But all the wise men had was a special star that they'd seen in the east. It's a bit odd, don't you think? After all, we're told that those wise men were very influential, very learned people. They may have been astrologers or magicians or alchemists, because you see, the word magi covered a very wide collection of occupations. We're not sure where they came from. Maybe from Persia, maybe from Babylon, maybe from Arabia. But it seems likely that they came from somewhere in the Babylonian Empire, because you see, that's where the Jews had been held in captivity for 70 years. Now, if you have people in captivity for 70 years, you do learn a bit about them. Well, I'd hope you do. So the Magi probably knew a bit about the Jewish scriptures. They would know, perhaps, that the scriptures of the Jews said that there would be a king who would be born. And maybe, being learned people and scholars, the Magi might well have studied some of the Old Testament prophecies. Whatever, when that star appeared, they were sure that it was a special star and that it pointed to a child, the birth of a child who would be the king of the Jews. Well, they wanted to know who this special king was. Maybe he'd be as great as King David or King Solomon. They wanted to see him, and deep within themselves, they felt they wanted to worship him. So they left the comforts of their home, everything familiar to them, just because they saw a star in the east. Somehow that star gave them purpose and direction, and they travelled for months as a result to get across those deserts and the wilderness to get to Israel. But let me ask you, what if? What if they just said, oh, that's very interesting, we'll kind of have to keep an eye on it from time to time, and maybe they just stayed at home and got on with other things. I'm going to change tack for just a moment, because there's another part of Christmas, isn't there, that we all love. It's about the shepherds who were visited by angels. It might have had a different ending too. And there is a story that I came across that suggests what might have happened. So I'll just read it. One of the shepherds was a teenager on that first Christmas night. Now he's old, and his grandson sits on his knee, and as he does, the old shepherd remembers that night. A long, long time ago, when I was just a boy, I was out on the hills one night with some other shepherds. We were keeping watch over the flock. And an angel of the Lord came on us, and the glory of the Lord, it shone all around us. And we were so frightened. But the angel said, "Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. You will find the baby in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then when he'd said this, the old man's lips quivered, and there was silence. So the grandson turned, and he looked with wide, puzzled eyes into his grandfather's face. He said, Grandfather, is that all? What did you do when you heard the good news? Was what the angel said really true? Was the Christ child ever really born?" And the old shepherd sadly shook his head and answered, "I don't know. I never went to see. Some say that it's all a myth. Others say that they found in that baby the light of God and power for the rest of their lives. But for me, I could never be quite sure because I didn't go and see. That's sad, but I'm glad, very glad, that the shepherds did go to the manger to see Jesus. They did believe that God had spoken to them through the angels, and their curiosity led them to take action. They were led by God, whether they knew it or not. So similarly, if the Magi hadn't followed the special star, we would have been denied their story, a story about scholarly men coming from far away to worship Jesus because they understood the meaning and the symbolism of a special star that they saw in the east. So let me ask you, have you ever wanted a star to show you where you should be going? Or how about your own personal cloud, or maybe even a pillar of fire to lead the way? Could you use an angelic vision now and then? Or a dream, or a vision? What do you do when you get a prompt in your spirit to go and see someone or give them a phone call? We might not get supernatural experiences very often, but you know, when we read the Bible, we notice that there are many people who did have supernatural revelations. Those revelations that enabled them to know what they were supposed to do and where they were supposed to go. I think it's the same for us. God wants us to know his will and his direction for our lives. He wants us to make the right choices, and actually he's provided us with the basics that we need to make those choices. Firstly, we have his roadmap. It's called the Bible. And secondly, each of us has a compass. It's our conscience. And thirdly, I think we do have a GPS guide, because I would call it the Holy Spirit. And for me, the question is not, will the Lord speak to us or guide us? Because he does. The real question is, will we be able to hear his voice? Will we be tuned in enough so that we can hear the Lord speak to us as he does today, through his Holy Spirit? I suggest that there are some things that need to be in place so that we can hear and then we can follow the Holy Spirit. Firstly, there are a willingness to be led by the Holy Spirit. Secondly, it's a willingness to obey the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, and perhaps for many of us the most difficult, it's times of quiet to listen for the Holy Spirit. Now, I know you might say, well, it's all a bit difficult. I'm frightfully busy. Yes, we're all frightfully busy, aren't we? Because these things, they require tenacity, they require time, and they require desire. We require time that we should put aside to be still and quiet as we read God's word in the Bible. And I don't know about you, but I need tenacity to stick at it day by day. But if I stick at it, then I really do learn and hear even as I read. And then the next bit, well, we have to be willing to obey the Holy Spirit and the leading that he's giving us. It requires humility. It requires cooperation, so that we're open to God's presence and his power and actually what he wants us to do. So put another way, our GPS is there, but we control the on and the off switch. And when we do surrender to God, the Holy Spirit will often speak to us through our minds, through his word when we're reading it, through dreams, through visions, sometimes, occasionally, through visits from angels, and actually through any other means that God decides to use. And yes, we can often feel very uncomfortable and awkward when we do what God wants us to do. But to follow the Lord's leading, I suggest, can bring hope and encouragement to someone. And like the Magi and the shepherds, it may even lead us to Jesus. God spoke to the shepherds through angels. He spoke to the wise men by showing them a star, knowing that they would understand its significance. Later, he guided them through a dream and told them not to go back to Herod. I don't know what faith the shepherds had, but reliable commentaries tell us that the wise men were pagans. Nevertheless, they started their journey by being willing to be led by a star to go and worship the King of the Jews. I said before it was a bit odd. It is odd, isn't it? But you see, they ended their journey by being willing to be led by the Lord in a dream. I wonder if by then they were beginning to recognize who it was that was leading them. I believe that they returned home, and I suspect that they probably shared the good news of Jesus and what they'd seen. They would have shared that good news in their community. The shepherds did so, the Bible tells us that, because they told everybody what the angels had told them about Jesus. Without knowing it, maybe the shepherds and the wise men became evangelists. And it's no surprise to realize that these happenings were not coincidences, but God's guidance for those who were obedient. Now, when the Magi came to see Jesus, they brought him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But let me ask you, what gift would you have given him if you'd been there? I suggest each of us has unique and valuable gifts that we can give. But you know, the most precious gift that we can give Jesus is the gift of ourselves. You see, it doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. It doesn't matter how rich we are or how poor we are. It doesn't matter what place we have on the social ladder. Each one of us, I believe, has a place and a purpose in God's kingdom. We've all been given the opportunity to work with God in building his kingdom. And there is a purpose for each of us, no matter how small we might feel it is. The Magi gave us an example to follow. They gave their time and their energy. They left their home. They came to the place where Jesus was. They offered their gifts. They worshipped him. The challenge for us is to be like them. Wise men and women still seek him. Wise women and men still all give all that they have and are to him. And wise men and women still worship him as we have come to do today. And when we do, we'll find that in return, we receive the most precious gift of all, the grace, the love, and the mercy of Jesus Christ. So let's just now take a few moments of quiet to ask Jesus to come into our lives in a new and fresh way today. Let's pray in quiet. Lord, we ask that you would lead us this day and every day, that no matter what you ask us to do, how silly it may seem, how awkward, perhaps even embarrassing, but Lord, we know that when you prompt us, we are to do what you want us to do, because it helps your kingdom to grow in this world. So give us the humility to follow you, just as the wise men followed the star. And Lord, may we continue to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.